الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصيام جنة ما لم يخرقها، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. We discussed about namaz and wuzu. The one point somebody brought about, which we should all keep in mind, is that there's a few people do make this mistake, and we should try and avoid it, that when we go in sajda, then we put the nose down, we put the forehead down, but then put the forehead more lower and the nose gets lifted up from the ground. That should not happen. The nose must touch the ground in the whole sajda. The forehead must also touch the ground in the whole sajda. The forehead should not be lifted from the sajda, and neither should the nose be lifted also. And Allah made your nose a bit soft, so you can crush it a bit. It will take the, it's got its absorbers. It will take it in. So the nose must be kept down as well, and the forehead also. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to be concerned about our namaz. A person who is concerned, his namaz will improve, and there are no limits to the heights. And together with that, the enjoyment also, there is no limit. And together with that, the nusrat of Allah, when Allah declared clearly, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Seek the help of Allah. Allah's help is great. It is above everything. The whole world, all the powers together, cannot do a thing against. And to get Allah's help, Allah has prescribed salat. Sabr and salat. So our salat, the more it becomes correct, more we will see, we will get Allah's help. And we can measure ourselves how much we are progressing, that whatever need we have, are we making salatul hajah. At least at the beginning, with our nafal namazes, we can make salatul hajah. And our namaz, if it is improving, then any one of us think for ourselves that when I'm finishing my namaz, making salam, do I feel a bit sad? I'm going out of the presence of Allah. So we're hardly conscious of anything. We don't think, and in fact, if we are, we're happy namaz is now at an end. Tarawih is finished now. 20 rakat, which was like a burden, now it's over. Or any other namaz. If we are progressing and we are getting to Allah, our namaz is becoming namaz, then we will be like sad, now we are leaving namaz. Or take it the other way, who of us feels happy when we start our namaz? I'm going to meet my beloved. I'm going to meet him who is most kind, most merciful. I'm going to be meeting him, and he has called me for a meeting. Not that I have come. The five times namaz Allah has prescribed for us. Further, Allah arranged the muazzin who is on behalf of Allah calling us. And then Allah made for us our masajid. He made his houses that we go there and you go and meet Allah Ta'ala. And in fact, Allah give us all tawfiq. Whenever we leaving home, whenever we entering the masjid, make the niyat, now I'm entering the house of Allah. And let that be conscious, let it be in our forefront of our mind. Just like a person, when he returns home, how happy he feels, I'm back home again. And when he goes to his in-law's house, how he feels also happy that he's going there. So the house of Allah. And make niyat of the ziyarat of Allah. We'll visit to whose house you go. The house is not the real object, the owner of the house. You go and visit by somebody, beautiful palace he's got. But they say he's not here. You turn around, you go away, I'll come when he's here. The house is not the object, no matter what a beautiful palace. The person, so Allah's zat. And also make the niyat that when we come to the masjid, we'll get the sohbat of the malaika, the farishtas. The sohbat of all the pious musallis. pious Muslim people, those who are coming for masjid, we are getting their company. And all this is very, very valuable. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah, to become conscious of our namaz. And they will, namaz is the main thing after iman. How much we can work on our iman directly is not so easy. It is our dhikr, etc., inshallah, we will discuss that. But namaz is a thing 5 times a day. Allah in His mercy has made it farz for us. Food we eat, normally we say 3 meals a day, but our much more than that. We have the morning tea again, we have the afternoon tea again, late afternoon tea, we have a night cap again, much more. Allah for our spiritual food has given us the 5 times namaz. And that also we should think, if ever in my life I ever made 2 rakats of nafil namaz just from my side. The farz we make, the nafils which are with the namazes we make, we making isha, ishraq also, chast also, all the other namazes, we might be making salatul hajj also, but I'm just free, I got nothing to do, let me make 2 rakats namaz. Just to meet my Allah Ta'ala, to be in the presence of my Allah, to have that 1 cup tea, nothing, tell the wife, bring a cup of tea, have a tea, it's not necessary, it's extra. Put a slip of sweet in your mouth. It's not necessary. You don't need it. But you just do it. Why don't that urge come? Let me make namaz. Alhamdulillah, there are people. For what regard we got some time, we'll make tilawat of Quran, which is very noble, very required also. But namaz also, that we just make 2 rakah. I can't fall asleep at night. So I can't fall asleep. Let me get up, make wuzu, make namaz. So these also Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to namaz becomes, and we make dua to Allah Ta'ala. O Allah, make namaz my object of my life. And there is a beautiful dua also. Allahumma inni as'aluka tamam al-wudu, wa tamam al-salata, wa tamam al-ridwanak, wa tamam al-maghfiratik. So namaz is tamam al-salah. Perfect, complete namaz, not incomplete, proper namaz. And then make dua to Allah Ta'ala, O Allah, give me that namaz which is tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. That namaz that will stop me from all lewd, shameless acts, all acts of guna. O Allah, give me that namaz which is qad aflah al mu'minun, by which you become completely successful. And that namaz is alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un, concentration, devotion. And that namaz is ala salawatihim yuhafidun, who protect and look after their namazes. Not only perform them, but look and protect them. If somebody gave you an amanat to keep and told you to keep it properly, and you have the respect for that person, how much you look after it. Not just like you put it in your pocket or you put it in a safe place, but you'll be all the time concerned about it. Like that namaz we must have. Inna salata kanat alal mu'minina kitabam mawquta. Quran has fixed the times of namaz. And let me look for the best time of namaz. Where it is awwal waqt, let me make it in awwal waqt. Where it is in the time which according to sunnah, which is the afzal time. Whether it's al-fajr, whether it is isha, not just to make it for at my ease and my comfort, but which is the best time which Allah loves that namaz to be. So all this we should keep in mind, inshallah. Our namaz become conscious and try and make proper namaz. Then all the postures also will become conscious, and it won't take long. And it's not difficult in the least, but undoubtedly you start enjoying your namaz. You will look forward for namaz. And when especially you will see that by namaz, Allah is solving my problems. You haven't still gone into special salatul hajjah. Just with your nafal, you are making, and you are seeing how Allah is making my life easy for me. Then you will just fall in love with namaz. That is what is required. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah has made the coolness of my eyes in my namaz. Allah grant us all tawfiq, inshallah. Further, with regard to our rozas, which is also a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. If we look at it from a bodily point of view, That also is a occasion of detoxing. Detoxing is very, very necessary. Perhaps now we don't do it, but previously it was in every family that once or twice a year to take some laxative and to clean the whole system of the body. Perhaps we don't do that anymore. Allah made our laxative, our detoxer, for our spiritual reason, for our soul, our ruh. Allah gave us roza, and in the process, undoubtedly, it detoxes us with for our physical body also. And everything comes. It's a time to correct things, to return to Allah, and we can think. Then we have a person of the caliber of Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi. So it encouraged big ulama to come for i'tikaf. And he should say that we have allowed 11 months to go in unmindfulness. To who? Those who are teaching Bukhari Sharif, who are teaching Jalalain Sharif, all the big kitabs they are teaching. And Hazrat says that we allowed our lives to go in unmindfulness. In other words, there we were more inclined and our attention was to academic things. Now bring it to our reformation of our ruh and to build our ruh. And that is the most, until a person doesn't give time for that, where they eat ya yul muddathir, qum fa'andir, to do the work of deen. Give the message, tabligh, darul ulum, even in the khanka, all. But there is necessity of Ya ayyuhal muzzammil, qum al-layl illa qadir. That to turn your attention directly to Allah and make your connection and to be concerned of our islah all the time. And islah is not a period in which it gets done. The mi'ad of it, the time for it is till maut. Maut must come and our islah must still be having been made, and we reach till maut. Then Allah will give us all the highest stages. So we have to work in that direction. So Allah Ta'ala, and for that, just 1 month of Ramadan was the ideal month. Let us work on it properly and observe this month. And then in this month, where we have explained, it's not just a matter of the rozas, but on every part of the body that we keep the rozas. Then we will get the benefit of this month of Ramadan. So, rozas of the eyes, briefly, we had discussed also. Rozas of the tongue also, the ears also, and the two big giants that we have, the mind and the heart. And it's just a matter of harnessing them and putting them in the right direction. And that also, Allah gave us this month of Ramadan. And you can use this to your great, great advantage. Every person, the thoughts that he gets, the mind that he has, the heart Allah has given him, is a great power. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullahi, in fact, says, when somebody asked him about a person who was like a drug addict, that he says, it is in him. Every person, Maulana said, Allah has given him the potential to stay away from all wrong. If it wasn't there, then Allah shouldn't make it for us to stay away from guna. If we were not capable, then it should mean, na'uzubillah, zulam from Allah's side. Allah is giving us a command which we cannot fulfill. We can. Everyone has got that potential. But we are calm chur. We don't do what we have it, but we don't want to do it. We use it, and you can stay away from any guna. And that is the heart. Allah has given us that heart, and that power of the heart Allah has given us. And with that, you can achieve great things. And even outside in the physical world, people with that strong heart, what and what don't they achieve? And when we get that iman, like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they crossed the water with their horses. With that was that power of the iman which they used, which they had. They did Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu, drinks not a teaspoon, not a drop, a glass of deadly poison, which would kill you immediately. This is that power which each one of us has got. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid was going out to take the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was the enemy of Islam. And he turned to be that man that way he reached. So we are not at that stage that we are the enemies of Islam. open, avowed enemies of Islam. Just a little bit effort, and there can be no better time than the month of Ramadan. And Allah Ta'ala, Nabuwat doors are closed. Nobody can become a Nabi. But the doors of Wilayat, of Siddiqiyat, are open, wide open. And we can make that effort, and we can have that power. And even today, there are those people who made effort in this direction, and what Allah makes them achieve. But they don't have any of the resources of the dunya, but they are where Allah takes them. So it is, everyone has got that potential. So the mind and the heart are two great things. And if we leave them loose, it is like a bull in a China shop. What does that mean? A bull, a wild bull, not some Chinese man's shop, where all this very, very delicate crockery, etc., thin material, and that wild bull goes in there. He'll break everything, not damage it. He'll smash it to smotherings, all that. The same our brain can do and our heart. And unfortunately, many people who don't control and haven't harnessed their brain and their heart, what pitiable conditions they land themselves into. Very, very pitiable conditions. So Allah has given us that. Then, with the roza of the stomach, that is, see that we eat the right amount, eat the right food, everything. That also very important. And the eyes, the tongue, and the ears, and the stomach, whatever goes in there, has an influence on the heart. And then how the heart is made with those things, the heart controls these bodies then. If we had been putting haram, looking at haram, talking haram, eating haram, that heart has become now stone hard. And then that heart only gives out wrong commands to the rest of the body. The brain works wrong now. So Allah has given us this month that controls these things. And then let the right things go to the heart. And it is enough. These 30 days are enough to change us. Allah has prescribed that. And if we just observe our rozas as they are, Asawmu junnatun, Allah gave you your rozas, which are your protection. They are your armor. They are your shield. You can protect yourself with it. But if you yourself destroy the shield, then what? Where are you going now? So don't destroy this rozas of ours. That is about eating, and that we understand. But as far as even backbiting, even all evil glances, bad thoughts, all that also, we should control it all in this month. And that great, great power Allah will give us. And then what food also eat, what if you're eating halal and tayyiban, your mind, your thinking, your akhlaq, everything, your destination will be Jannah. And if it's all the wrong things, it comes clearly in the hadith, that part of the body that has been nourished with haram, there is nothing but the fire of Jahannam for that body. That is where. So it's very, very important. Together with that, we should also remember that the basic thing that we are eating, our meals. And today we have made that meat. And in meat, poultry, chicken has become the major thing. We are eating other things also. But that also we should be concerned. But the major consumption of our nourishment is today chicken, poultry. So be very careful. Then look into the other things also what we are eating. So many other things also. There are the side dishes or there are the side things or the in-between snacks or that. That also we should be concerned. At the same time, keep the balance also. لِمَ تُحَرِّمُ مَا أَحَلَّ اللَّهِ. Don't go out making all things haram now. What Allah has made halal. Allah has made all this halal for the mu'mineen and for them to enjoy it. And khalisatan yawm al-qiyamah. Qiyamah day will be only for them. So Allah has made lot of halal. So don't go around just making all halal also haram. On the other hand, don't just go wild and consume any and everything. And don't go and delve into matter. When a matter comes out, don't sweep it under the carpet. But don't go and look for matters. لا تسألوا عن أشياء إن تبدلكم تسؤكم. The Bani Israel, they also fell in big fitna when they wanted to become too pious, so to say. So extra. What commands of Allah are there, what rules you have been, follow them. Sami'na wa ata'na. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to maintain and bless us that with the right balance. Together with all this, the 6 point ulama write about the proper keeping of roza is that after having kept it, to be concerned whether it is accepted or not. Every day's roza, iftari time. Do we ever think that, Ya Allah, this roza of mine, is it accepted or not? Allahu Akbar. Ulama have written that in the halal, right things that we do, we made namaz properly, we gave zakat, our charity properly, we kept our rozas properly, in there must be the concern whether it is accepted or not. In haram, it's not the concern whether it's accepted. Haram, there is no question of it being accepted by Allah Ta'ala. When doing the right thing in the halal way, then a person must have this concern. But how many of us got that concern at iftari time? One dua, 10 second dua, 5 second dua, Ya Allah, I couldn't keep my roza as I was supposed to be. We reading, performing our namaz all the time. At the end, the ending of our namaz, Allahumma inni zanamtu nafsi. That should be the ending of all our amal. When Sayyidul A'mal, the king of all amal, namaz, we are taught the end must be with tawbah istighfar. All our amal. We tell the students also usually when they come in the final year, too much da'wat start. From the beginning of the year, they start with da'wat. And as they go, it's just da'wat. It's celebrating and all. It's a way of coming in the final year, more nadamat now, that I didn't spend my time properly. More worry, is it accepted or not? And that is the clear al-ibratu bil-khawateen. That how the ending comes, that's a sign of how that amal was. So if we also with namaz, nadamat at the end. No matter what the super namaz we made. But the end of it is, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi. So every day's roza also. All our amal also. Allah give us tawfiq, we are giving charity, we are doing sadaqah. But all that, is it accepted by Allah or not? And the end of Ramadan, the last night is more to turn to Allah. When it will be the 29th, how many of us will cherish the idea, I hope the moon is sighted. And the news just comes in that the moon has been sighted. And if we do get that news, then are we so busy packing up our things and getting back home? Or do we give a thought that, Ya Allah, I stayed for i'tikaf 40 days, 30 days, 20, 10 days, whatever the case might be, is it accepted or not? At that time, if this comes naturally in a person, there is no limit to the shukr he should make to Allah Ta'ala. If it doesn't come on your own, with your effort, bring it, that condition, that Ya Allah, is this accepted or not? I don't know. Usually we go the other way, that is the way of the worldly people, the way of the West, which we call, the way of schools and universities, end of the year, all matric ball now. End of the year, office parties now. End of the year, all their world is of partying and all that. That's not our tariqa. Our tariqa, that when Fath Makkah, all the sahaba, somebody in ruku, somebody in sajda, somebody in tawaf, somebody in dua, that is how our end of all our matters should come. And if that is the case, then maut, inshallah, will come also like that. And a person who was laughing in this dunya, he will have to cry at the time of mort. And a person who was crying in this dunya would laugh at the time of mort. So let us see that which direction we go. So our rozas also, at the end, more tawbah, more istighfar, and having that fear whether it's accepted or not. With regard to that, we'll explain 10 points, 4 which will make us a bit worried, and we must get worried also. And 6, if we practice on them, we don't have to have the worry then. Allah has given it to us. The 4 points that we have to worry about, that whatever amal I'm doing, and try and think of this also, any of my amal, all my amal, is it correct what I'm doing or not? For example, a bidati is doing urus, is doing qawwali, is doing milad, all these things, and he is happy, he is so happy I'm doing, but it's all haram. It is all wrong what he is doing. The Shias, how they believing and how they practicing, all haram. So am I doing the right thing? I may be doing something which is not correct. This is a thing also, there won't be time, Allah give us barakat, like the beard. How many of us, pious people, learned people, have got beards, but it's not complete according to the sunnah. And Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi said, since I became aware of that, Allah gave me tawfiq, our friends, I tell them, your beard, mashallah, you have got a beard, but there is a deficiency. If the beard is to the extent of the worth of one hair less than what is required, then the guna is equal to keeping no beard, like you shaved your beard. And for that, there's a whole big discussion complete. But from the side where the lips meet to the front of the side burn, all that bottom is part of the beard. Many of us, we have cut here, we have taken this part in. And we are cutting that, so the beard is not complete. Many of us, it's not a first length. We are happy we got a beard, but it's less than a first length. And not that it's not growing, we trim it less than that. So be conscious of all our actions. They must be correct. My namaz, it must be correct. For example, we explained of that imam for 30 years, and he was reading in his witr namaz, we have to read, وَنَشْكُرُكَ وَلَا نَكْفُرُكَ. He was putting the la in the wrong place. وَلَا نَشْكُرُكَ وَنَكْفُرُكَ. We don't make your shukr, and we make kufr with you. We are unthankful to you. So just like about namaz, we must be concerned, our whole life, am I doing the right thing or not? The second, I am doing the right, but is it the best or not? Could I be doing something which is more better? For example, it's time for namaz, namaz is starting. I was reading my Quran Sharif. I had a few ayats to complete my supara. One page, and I said, let me finish this first. And I miss out my takbir-e-ula here. So I'm doing good. I'm reading Quran. I'm coming for namaz is good, but it's not the best. I should have stopped my Quran Sharif there, and I come here and join with the namaz. And in saf-e-ula, takbir-e-ula. So all these things. For example, think about it, that I want to go for Umrah. Very good. Umrah is a great ibadah. But when I go there, will I be able to do my ibadat properly? Will it be better for me to be in Umrah, or will it be better for me to stay at home and do my ibadat properly? All these, there are things to be that we should check ourselves. And very, very important in all matters, what should I be doing? It must be the correct thing, and in the correct, it must be the best thing. And then third, after that, is it accepted or not? That worry very seldom we have. Allah reward my ustad, Hafiz Muhammad Sallu Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, was our maktab ustad, and Allah gave me the great honor that afterwards when I started teaching, I was his neighbor also, and I had his company, and he was a great Allah wala. So he said that all the time we finish namaz, if for example somebody got late or namaz time changed, and a person was not aware, and he's coming now 15 minutes later, and the people are coming out. Namaz thege, namaz is done. Namaz to thege. Yes, namaz is done. Namaz to thege. But namaz qabool bhi thege ni. Is namaz accepted or not? It is done. We have done it. We finished asr, alhamdulillah. And we read the dua, but which is also more customary. Rabbana taqabbal minna. We should read it, keep that, and that adds value to it. We can't imagine if just our dhyan is on those things. Our tasbihat, fatmi, we read them, and they've got reward, and we get the rewards. But just your concentration, that what you are reading, then it enhances it not by millions and billions. You can't imagine how much the value becomes more. So many of us, we are in the habit, after namaz, the imam's common duas also, Rabbana taqabbal minna, after namaz the duas are there. And that is what is required. But not that we haven't got our mind in it. So dua for acceptance we must make. That after the correct amal we must do, and in the correct, the best amal, and then the acceptance of it. And acceptance also is not yet enough. Even if it's accepted, it must be preserved then, forever. In the hadith, in the Quran Sharif, man ja'a bil hasanati, a person who comes with his good deeds. Not a person, man amil al hasana, a person who did a good deed just to have done it is not enough. Was it accepted or not? And then is it preserved or not? Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi alayhi, is written, quoted a hadith, that a person does amal, action, and he does it with ikhlas, which is a requirement. Without sincerity, amal are not accepted. And he did it with ikhfa, hiding it away, not letting people know. Today, that is also a great weakness. We hardly do any amal, and we want to advertise it everywhere. The more there is ikhfa, hiding an amal, the more the value of it, by Allah Ta'ala. So, and there are certain amal which we have to do in public. Faraz namaz we can't make at home. We must come to the masjid. Everyone can see we came. Hajj, we can't make a small Kaaba, Muzdalifah, Arafat in our backyard, and we make Hajj. Nobody knows I made Hajj. With sincerity I'm making it. Now we'll go and the world's people will see that we came for Hajj. And the authorities there will have a record, so and so came for Hajj. So it is done in public, but the niyat must be sincerity. But then especially nafal ibadat, to do it without anyone knowing. The more we do our nafal ibadat with ikhfa, the more better. So a person who made his amal with ikhlas also, sincerity, and with ikhfa also, and it's recorded by Allah Ta'ala, a great amal he has done. And all the, not only ikhlas, there are many other requirements for amal to be accepted. All that also. In one, among that, one major one is huququl ibad, the rights of fellow people. All that is, his things are in order. And it's recorded by Allah, that amal, he did it with ikhlas, with all the requirements of acceptance. He did it with ikhfa, which gives it much more value. But after some time, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, whatever, now he speaks about it. That when I went for Hajj, I helped so and so, like this or that. And why? Because somebody else is going for Hajj, so and to encourage him, you must also help people. But the intention is good, but now it has come out by the records of Allah from ikhfa into izhar. And we are not explaining tajweed rules now, ikhfa and izhar. We are explaining tasawwuf rules of ikhfa and izhar now. So now by Allah Ta'ala, it is no more in ikhfa. It has come now into izhar. And if at any time we speak about it, to show it that we did this, to get praises, for people to regard us as pious, that we are good people. Now it comes out from ikhlas into riya. Example of this, Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi gave, a person who made Hajj in those years, when it was very difficult to make Hajj. And with great, great difficulty they made their Hajj. And not one, three Hajj he made with so much difficulty. And then when a visitor came, he told his khadim or his son, give this man, this people, zamzam of my third Hajj. Just by adding third Hajj, three Hajj, he put it down the drain. Now he made it known that I'm not a Haji, not double Haji, I'm a triple Haji. So he wanted to make that known. Now see how lot of effort and all he destroyed. So therefore, we must try and make sure all our amal, we are doing it correctly. Quran Sharif tilawat, most of us, ordinary people, our tajweed, etc. is not correct. Be concerned. Go to the Qurra and get our Quran Sharif to be correct. There is no small ha, a small ha and big ha. They are two separate, complete alphabets. You can't say one is a small Z and one is a big Z. They are two complete different things. So that we must be concerned. And alhamdulillah, we made i'tikaf, everything. We are in khanqah for so long. We are going jamaat. But how many of us have gone to an alim and told him, I want to learn takhti. My alphabets must come correct. Alif, ba, ta, sa. I will come every day, once a week even, with yasirna al-Qur'an. Let me see my Qur'an correction. Reading is correct. That concern we must have. And who work in this, not from nothing, from absolutely the Shaykh Dain Karboha, the Shaykh who came to Zakaria. Mukhtaruddin. He's there, he's living, a living person. He was a construction laborer working in Riyadh in Saudi. Not a big construction manager or something. A laborer, person who all day, the laborers, what they do. And he had love for deen. He came to Madina Sharif. He went and meet Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. And just out of like nothing, we'll say, but out of everything it was, Hazrat Ji caught his hand and told him to go and see Sufi Akbar, and he gave him khilafat. He didn't know what is khilafat. A laborer in a construction company and who hasn't got connection with deen. He asked, but then what was the effect? He went to Pakistan. He learned from Alif Ba. He became an alim. He became a hafiz. Became a mufti. And today a big sheikh he is. And hundreds of thousands of people by his khanqah. So that concern he to learn his deen. One person in America some years ago, 90 years old, went to an alim. He said, my graduation this weekend. I would like you to come. 90-year-old person completing his hifz. So there is no limitation for anyone. But that concern is important. That I have that concern and I start learning my deen. So to learn our deen. The amal we must do is correct. Make sure everything is correct. We try and correct it. And as long as a person is trying to correct, Allah writes him as the top person of that field. Example of this is, when we were studying in Deoband, and you're a brand new student, you didn't see Deoband, the building also. You come to the station, and the porters at the station, Maulana, Maulana, everyone Maulana. They're already counting you as a Maulana. So you make your in niyat to become a Sufi, a Haji. And it is recorded in the hadith. Minute a person is on the line, he's still the starting point. And he has to die in the way and he's working, Allah will put him at the end point. He's perfection, but have that concern. So that we are doing things correctly. And the best, everyone will want to do the best. And then with ikhlas, all the conditions of acceptance. And then the preservation of it. So this all is not so easy. It's a job of its own. And that is necessary for a mu'min. But Allah has made it so easy for us. In order to have all this accepted, one is, there's the four things we have mentioned, the other six we'll mention. One is read Durood Sharif on every amal. And at the end of every amal, Durood is 100% accepted by Allah, and what you read it on, it makes that also accepted. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu should tell the people, oh people, with all your du'as, read Durood Sharif. Durood Sharif will take it to acceptance by Allah ta'ala. Otherwise, it is just in between the earth and the skies. But Durood Sharif takes it to acceptance. So Durood Sharif. Another dua we should read, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. تَقَبَّلْ is from Babi Tafa'ul, in which there is the khasiyat of takalluf. In other words, that this is not worthy of acceptance. But oh Allah, you so to say force yourself to accept it. Allah happily accepts. When you beg Him, things which were not at all وَنَجْزِيَهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. We will reward them, وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ, their reward, بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا, what they did, أَحْسَن, Allah's أَحْسَن, Only Allah knows how much that is, how much Allah will give. So Allah, it's not worthy of acceptance. You, O Allah, out of your kindness, you accept it from us. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا. We made lot of mistakes. You make us maaf. Read that dua. Then inshallah the amal will be accepted. The other dua, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. An ayat, part of an ayat of Surah Kahf, Mawlana Idris Kandelvi rahmatullah has written, on whatever you read this, that ni'mat of yours, Allah won't take it away. Even your dunya things, you see your house, you see your children, you see your family, you feel happy, my business, my car, Allah will give you barakat in that. And your deen, Allah giving you tawfiq of getting up for sehri, you making tahajjud. You read this dua, Allah will keep your tahajjud always. And you are keeping your roza, Allah will give you to roza, it's not difficult to keep whole year also, Allah will give you tawfiq. So read this dua, that namat will remain by you. Then, mashallah, alhamdulillah illadhi, bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. Oh Allah, it's only your ni'mat, your favor, that I managed to complete my rozas, complete my namaz, and my hifz I completed, my alim course I completed, then the world can praise you. You're graduating as an alim, and they're announcing this student every year first. He never missed any hadith without wuzu. All the great praises, it won't go to your head. Otherwise, small imaginary things go to our head. Eh? Somebody saying something about somebody else, he's talking about me, praising me. And it just goes to our head. But you read this, the whole world can praise you. Allah, you did everything. And it comes in the hadith, when a person says this, oh Allah, you did everything. Allah says, but my banda, you did it. You did the action. Allah gives you the credit like that. And if you say, I did it, Allah then warns you and say, without my tawfiq, could you ever have done it? You should never have been able to do anything with it. So it is by Allah's tawfiq. The fourth dua, Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik, Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. This is not the private property PTY Limited of Tabligh Jamaat. And not only for after kitab reading. It is any amal that we do, any gathering. We sit together each day, we'll go and eat by the family, etc. Finish at the end, read these duas. How lot wrong we speak and do. But this everything will be preserved. All our ibadat of the month of Ramadan, our hajj ibadat will be preserved. Umrah ibadat will be preserved. So that, oh Allah, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that towards the end of his life he was reading this with more, always make sure he read it. Then when she asked, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, oh Aisha, by the barakat of this dua, Allah puts a seal on that amal and it's exclusive for you. When claimants will come, if they have to come on Qiyamah Day, you didn't pay us, you did this wrong, you swore us, they will claim their rights. But this, it will be a seal, it will be exclusive. It won't go, it will stay for you. And the other is that on Qiyamah Day, that will be opened, the seal, only you'll open the seal. Allah will make it exclusive for you and preserve it for you. So simple dua. And the sixth dua, Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun, Wasalamun ala al Mursaleen, Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alam. It can be the smallest amal. You pick up a twig from the masjid. You just smile with your Muslim brother. All that, the reward will be made so big by reading this dua that on Qiyamah Day, the normal scale that will be there to weigh the amal, it will be too small. And another special scale will have to be brought. So big this amal will be made. And our big amals we read on this, how big will that become? So six simple duas for that four things which are very worrying. And we don't know how we falter in that. But six simple duas and we can overcome that. So Allah Ta'ala, tilka asharatun kamila, 10 things complete. For our amal to be preserved, to do the right things, to do everything correct. Allah give us all tawfiq, and that we have concern of our rozas also, that whether it's accepted or not. And all these things with it, all these du'as also, our taraweeh. Some people were making 10 suparas a night, somebody 15, somebody made khatam one night, but is it accepted by Allah or not? That is what we have to be worried. Allah give us all tawfiq and prepare in the correct way.